is a burning thing.
Yeah, we are burning some things. You're listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. We're smoking up the backyards from Ann Arbor to Traverse City and everywhere in between. I'm Jop and he's Bob. What's cooking over there, Bob?
What's cooking is a little bit of this sauterne. It's pretty good.
Yeah, sauterne, perfectly sweet with a ripe pineapple-y nose, honey and peach flavors, and notes of dried fruit with a hint of spice. Yeah, that's what a sauterne is.
Isn't that tasty?
It is. It's very good. It's a sweet white wine. Would go really good sitting on your deck today in this sunshine while you got the grill going.
And it's a Michigan wine. It's not some cheap imported stuff that who knows where it came from. You know, like a lot of these Moscatos are, they're just bulk produced junk out of wherever, and they make it by the boatloads. And this is some good high quality stuff.
Yeah, it is. And speaking of good high quality, we have one of the best barbecue chefs, an educator, and award-winning all-around barbecue man, Steve Reichlin, on the line. Hi, Steve.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
You know what? We're fantastic. Where are you at today?
I'm on Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, man. And I'm in Grand Haven, Michigan, on the edge of the freshwater ocean of Lake Michigan. You ever been up this way?
I like that. That's cute.
Hey, Steve. It's Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
Thanks so much for joining us. Martha's Vineyard, you're such a snob.
It's where I live half the year.
Yeah, well, life's pretty good if you're Steve Reichlin.
Life's pretty good if you light up a grill wherever you live.
That's right.
You got it.
That's right. And you're a big Weber guy, so you've probably got a few Webers up there on your deck.
Well, actually, I'm pretty ecumenical. So I've got Webers, I've got Big Green Eggs, we've got gas grills, we've got a wood-burning grillery grill, we've got hibachis. You name it, we've got it.
Hey, on your videos, you've got a lot of YouTube videos. I think you're shooting some of them in maybe Arizona or somewhere.
That's where we tape Primal Grill, yeah.
Yeah. That stainless grill that you use, that's really sweet. Did you just have that built, or is that a brand?
Are you talking about the one with the flywheel that raises and lowers
yes.
the grate?
Yes.
Yeah, that's called a grillery. That's actually built in Michigan, as a matter of fact, or the one we have was built in Michigan. I think now they're built in Virginia.
Really?
And it's a small boutique company out of Washington, D.C. that builds these things.
I love that thing. That's
really
like
cool.
The perfect charcoal grill. I use a Cajun grill from Lafayette, Louisiana. I'm sure you've cooked on Cajuns in the past.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, and that's like a larger version, stainless, a little more deluxe. But anyway, you've got some great rib styles listed in your book, and thank you very much for sending the best ribs ever. It's a wonderful book. Kudos to you. That's just a wonderful book. You certainly did a lot of homework. Argentinian short ribs with a chimichurras. My mouth waters just watching the YouTube video of you making those. Can you go through those?
Well, yes, I can, and I'm glad you picked those because that's a rare example of a rib that you actually cook by direct grilling rather than indirect grilling. In a nutshell, you want to buy cross-cut beef short ribs, and those are actually sawn into steaks that are about a half an inch thick on a meat grind on a meat saw. If you live in a city with a large Latino population like Miami, where I'm from, the rest of the year you can buy them at a local supermarket. Otherwise, source them from a butcher shop. The flavoring is really simple. It's the kind of the big five of Argentina: salt, pepper, hot pepper flakes, dried oregano, and cumin. A little olive oil, and then you direct grill the ribs over a fire. So you're kind of sizzling the fat, you're browning the bone, you're crusting the meat. The sauce is super simple. It's chimichurri, which is sort of a pesto without the pine nuts and cheese. Parsley, vinegar, wine vinegar, extra virgin olive oil, and garlic.
Okay. And then how about, briefly, your Korean town beef short ribs? That, again...
Oh, okay. That's another interesting choice you made, another direct grill rib. Again, beef short rib, which normally in Texas, you know, we would smoke for half a day.
Right.
What the Koreans do is they cut it into about 2-inch sections, butterfly the meat open, so at no point is it thicker than an eighth of an inch. Then you get this kind of long remnant of meat that direct grills in about 30 seconds per side. you know, both of these are an example of one thing I love so much about traveling Planet Barbecue, and that is just the sheer ingenuity that you find among the world's grill masters. Don't have a grill with a cover or a smoker? Well, cut the meat so that you can direct grill it on a hibachi. The other interesting thing about those Korean ribs is that they're served on lettuce leaves with rice, pickled vegetables, hot sauce. So it's really a very healthy dish because you've got a high proportion of vegetable and plant foods to meat.
Yeah, and now I've been to Australia a couple of times and don't remember ever eating lamb ribs down there. I've eaten lamb down there, and certainly they like their steaks. But what... tell me about those lamb ribs. What would you recommend in terms of a cooking style? And, I mean, I can obviously see you've got some great recipes for them, but is this this concoction you've got here with the pineapple and the dark rum and the ginger marmalade? It sounds awesome.
Yeah,
is that your favorite?
Really, really good. Lamb rib, I think for most North Americans, that would be a discovery, even though we have a cut called the Colorado cut of lamb ribs, which, if you imagine a spare rib coming from a sheep instead of from a hog, that's what a Colorado cut would be. The sauce kind of plays the spice of ginger against the sweetness of the marmalade, and it's a really interesting way to enjoy lamb. In terms of cooking, indirect grilling is great. Smoking is great. One thing you might not think about is weave the ribs onto a rotisserie and pit roast the ribs. That's a really awesome way to cook ribs because the lateral heat and the slow, gentle rotation melts out the fat.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we're coming to you live from Lemon Creek Winery in Grand Haven, Michigan. We're on the grilling line right now with best-selling author Stephen Reichlin. And, Steve, I want to ask you, since you live in Miami, you'll be at the show in Orlando this year then, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, good. Make sure you hang out with me at the tech for a little bit. We got to make sure you cook. We got to get you cooking on a tech. You've probably done that a few times.
Well, I have. Yeah, we have a tech up at Barbecue University, and you know we get a lot of interest in the infrared technology.
Excellent.
Hey, Steve, this is Jop. I'm good, man. And you have this book called Barbecue Bible: The Best Ribs Ever. If somebody wanted to find that, is that on Amazon?
Amazon.com, local bookstores, my website, which is barbecuebible.com. That's BarbecueBible.com.
Fantastic. Because, and again, thanks for sending a couple copies of this up to us. But we're trying some of these recipes. Your techniques, you are explained very well in here. I would recommend this book to anybody that wants to just take a step off the normal track of smoked barbecued ribs and try some of these recipes. Again, it's the Barbecue Bible, the best ribs ever. It says 100 killer recipes, including slaws, baked beans, the sides, finger licking sauces, man. How long did it take you to put that together? There's a wealth of knowledge in that book.
You know, I worked on the book for about a year. I would say my small books take about a year and my big books take about 4 years.
Yeah, I didn't notice a boiled rib recipe in there.
Nah, we don't really kind of get into boiling ribs. Sorry. You know, look, I don't like to be dogmatic. And if you've got or your listeners have a recipe that people love and that you're happy with, then you know what? You're doing it right. However, if you do boil ribs or bake them in the oven before grilling, I do urge you to try doing the whole process outside on a grill or smoker. I think you'll find you get a much richer flavor, a much, much more kind of dynamic taste in the ribs.
Yeah, I noticed you had huli-huli ribs in here. I lived in Hawaii in the military and just loved Polynesian cooking. We used to do kalua pig and... the huli-huli, that's a wonderful mixture you've got there as well. And, boy, hats off to you, and I'm glad you joined us this morning. I really appreciate you taking time with us, and I look forward to seeing you in Orlando in February.
You got it. Grill on, guys.
Okay, thanks, Steve. That's Stephen Reichlin from Barbecue University, actually. He's got a couple different websites, but he's got a bunch of YouTube videos out there. And I forgot to tell him I'm going to steal his caveman steak recipe later.
Yeah, we'll go over that caveman steak a little bit later in the show. We're going to have a whitetail update. But you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We're from Ann Arbor to Traverse City and everywhere in between. Get out today, fire up that grill, and enjoy your backyard. Create a little grill envy.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.